As part of the government's economic reform program, there are plans to upgrade and modernize the public service to make it more efficient and improve the ease of doing business in Jamaica. The aim is to foster a more attractive environment for local and international investment. As part of this thrust, the government initiated the Strategic Public Sector Transformation Project to strengthen the management of public resources, as well as boost the capacity of select government institutions to create a more enabling environment for private sector growth.
Strategic objectives of this program include strengthening public resource management, supporting critical public sector institutions, improving service delivery, and generally making Jamaica a better place not only to do business but to conduct arrangements with the institutions of government.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. The Strategic Public Sector Management Project is financed by a loan from the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. The loan is valued at $35 million and is to be implemented over 5 years. Implementation started October 27 last year. It is also being supported by a grant from the United Kingdom-based Department for International Development, DFID, in the amount of £1,950,000. In implementing the Strategic Public Sector Management Project, the government plans to advance overall state administration to a level that is competitive to international standards. The project has 5 components and is being implemented with the assistance of 4 major state entities. These are the Jamaica Customs Agency, the National Land Agency, the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, and Tax Administration Jamaica.
A critical part of this, of course, involves strengthening the Ministry of Finance's operations, public investment management system. We have had a problem over very many years, one might say decades, of having properly prepared projects ready for implementation when we have set aside funds in the budget. So one component of this involves public investment management system.
The first component seeks to strengthen the Ministry of Finance's public investment management system, better allowing the government to administer long-term public investment projects linked to development goals and medium-term priority areas.
There is also a component strengthening the budget preparation process and leading to results-based budgeting.
The second component seeks to strengthen the ministry's budget preparation process. Specifically, the government will move from annual expenditure planning to a medium-term results-based budgetary framework. This will allow it to better track spending on major projects and ensure earmarked funds meet specified objectives. Components 1 and 2 are being supported by DFID, which is also providing a long-term public financial management advisor to assist in the process. Component 3 will target behavior change within the public sector to support the new policy process, as well as provide technical assistance where necessary. Component 4 will target improved property tax compliance. Component 5 will see the government reviewing, testing, and certification procedures of the Bureau of Standards to ensure compliance with international agreements and standards. It will also see the creation of a strategy to ensure select agencies can comply with the World Trade Organization's Agreement on Trade Facilitation. Components 4 and 5 are being supported by resources from the World Bank.
The program that we are embarked upon has begun to bear fruit, but it does involve a lot of effort still to ensure that we have an environment which is not only reflective of fiscal prudence and the careful marshalling and monitoring of our resources, but also an environment which is vibrant as far as doing business and producing jobs and growth is concerned.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips. With world-class fiscal regulations and standards, and state agencies operating optimally to ensure ease of doing business, Jamaica may take another confident step towards achieving its Vision 2030 development goals.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.